controversial topic.
Yeah.
But we're going to clear some stuff up for you. It's going to be cool. You guys can ask all your questions. You know, we'll tell you what we take. Supplements.
Lots of supplements, guys.
Supplements is probably one of the most controversial topics of health.
Yes, it is.
That I've literally ever even heard of. And there's so many supplement companies, and everything's super unregulated. You know?
Absolutely.
Like, I was in the supplement industry before I even got into the nutrition. Dude, like, so much shit. So many companies.
Well, people always try to just make money.
Exactly. They try to make
quality shit.
Yeah.
We stand there, guys. Just, I don't want to be like screaming into the mic.
Yeah, let us know.
Just because I see my little audio level and it's like peaking when we speak. Like that. When we slam things down on the table. So I don't want to be screaming at you guys tonight.
Let's get a big like and love river going. Let's get a huge amount of shares for this 20th episode. This is a big milestone for all of us, including you guys, because without you guys, we wouldn't have made it to episode 20. So share it out with literally everybody, and let's celebrate episode 20 with a really good topic. Share mine.
Same.
Episode 20.
Awesome.
I'm gonna love to.
Love it.
Sweet.
Alright, thank you guys.
Thank
you. We love it.
Awesome. Share it out. Awesome.
Nice.
Alright, so, what kind of supplements do you take?
I take a lot.
Okay.
I take a pre-workout. When I work out, usually it's whatever I had at work.
Okay.
I've gotten a bunch of free supplements, so it's kind of really have a consistent pre-workout that I take.
Right.
So I mean, ranges from like C4 that
okay.
I take. I take Outlift once in a while.
Ooh, like Nutrex is a good product.
I've taken Dynataz pre-workout.
Okay.
Which is honestly, it may have been my favorite pre-workout that I've taken.
Outlift is like really up there.
I tried it years ago,
and I still think it's one of the best. Big fan of that one.
What else do I take? I take Alpha Brain by Onnit, which I just got free, but I've been shipping and handling, but a nice 2-week bottle. So I popped it before I came in.
Awesome.
So giving a little extra energy for the episode tonight.
Yeah.
Shit, I have a lot of stuff in my cabinet. My wife's gonna kill me too. It's like slowly overflowing. But I get like a bunch of shit.
Yep. That's how my cabinet looks.
There's a company called T6 Supplements.
Okay.
That I get a lot of good stuff from. So shout out to T6 because you guys are pretty dope.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, they're good people over there. But I have like a nighttime supplement from them. They have a really good pre-workout called Stim 1.
Okay.
That, like, they just took out an ingredient. I think it was DHEA, maybe?
Okay.
I could be wrong. Don't quote me on that. But they just took that out because I think it was something to do with regulations.
Okay.
So they just released it again without the ingredient. I haven't tried the new version of it, but the original version was like, whew. That shit, I was fired up at the gym. Russ, we have a, what's that? They have a lot of shit. Like a nighttime supplement that's good for like joints.
Okay.
Like, and I've actually, when I've taken it, it helps me sleep like incredibly, and I wake up feeling really, really refreshed.
Yeah.
What else do I have? I have like a whole line of supplements in my cabinet. What else do I take? My like cabinet's overflowing. I forget what I have. I just bought this 6-1 from Nature Grow. Nature Grow. Maybe I showed it to you.
Yeah, yeah.
The ingredients of it, which has been really good. I didn't really like notice much from it.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's really like supposed to like.
Yeah, some stuff
you don't. Yeah, you don't really notice. Shit. I mean, I've tried so much stuff over the years that it's like I kind of lose track.
Yeah.
Like what has like actually worked and has been really good for me. What about you?
I take a couple of things actually. I take a pre-workout.
Okay.
I take Nutribio Naturals pre-workout.
Their pre-workout is very good.
I take literally half a scoop.
I've had their samples that I get that I've gotten from you guys from your events at Mission Nutrition. They were very, very good.
Yeah, Nutribio is one of my favorites. I do pre-workout. I do one of my favorite supplements that I'm religious with every day is this thing called Cellurex.
Okay.
I posted it on Instagram and Facebook the other day. It's actually a really, really cool product. A lot of people are not, I'm trying to explain it to people without getting super like nerdy and scientific. So like, it helps with mitochondrial biogenesis,
okay,
like regeneration.
Cool.
But like, a lot of people don't realize this, your mitochondria control everything.
Yes.
Like improving your mitochondrial health and growing new mitochondria can actually help with weight loss, breaking a plateau, immune system, brain function, overcoming a disease or sickness, joint pain, healing. Things like that, because when you regrow mitochondria, everything else, your body performs better.
Right.
You become more superior to them than what you were.
Okay.
So mitochondria are super important to take care of. A lot of people don't realize that. So that's something that actually takes, I think I have it here actually. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So there's PQQ in it, which is really, really good for regrowing mitochondria. There's coenzyme Q10, which is good for the heart health, cardiovascular system. Your body has a hard time absorbing CoQ10, so they have this patented formula that's called H2Q.
Okay.
And it's a hydro Q-absorbed CoQ10.
Okay.
One of the most
important. What exactly is CoQ10 for anybody?
It's a coenzyme.
Okay.
And it's ubiquinone and ubiquinol.
Okay.
So like when you ingest ubiquinone, which is the CoQ10, your body converts it into ubiquinol, which is the readily absorbed form.
And what is that?
It's pretty much good for like cardiovascular system, heart health, blood flow, brain function. So it's really good, mainly for heart health is what
you
use it for.
So CoQ10 is,
and you can get that
for like heart health.
Heart health, big time.
Okay.
Arginine for blood flow. So like, there's a lot of it. I research stuff. You know how I get.
Yes.
So I researched, like, I had the guy that owns the company send me the human clinical studies on it. Like, I read all the clinical studies on it, and it's really, really cool stuff. They tested it out I believe it was children who don't.
It's an interesting test.
Yeah.
Test category.
But it's also, like, it was cool for them, too, because it was, if I'm not mistaken, it was children who had an autoimmune disorder.
Okay.
Where they didn't produce mitochondria.
Okay.
Like, without that, like, they can't get out of bed. They can't move. They can't, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's not a lot of life without mitochondria. So they were giving them that over whatever period of time. I forget what the study said because I was reading, you know, a whole bunch of them. But they were able to have some more function.
Okay.
So like, that's why I was like, okay, cool. That actually really works. So I studied more of it. I read more clinical studies on it. And that's one of those supplements that I'm like, awesome.
So I guess since it improves mitochondria,
yeah,
and for anybody that doesn't really know what that is, what exactly are people's mitochondria?
They're the power source for your entire everything.
Okay.
Body, bodily functions, anything that you do, like from blinking to breathing to, you know, being able to go and lift up a glass. Like your mitochondria produces the powerhouse of your cells. That literally control. They're the shot callers.
Okay.
They're behind everything. So, like, people don't realize, like, okay, joints or energy levels. Like, if you want your energy levels to increase naturally, something like this.
Right.
You're regrowing, you're creating new mitochondria at a stronger rate, a faster rate, and producing stronger mitochondria. That's going to help you with, like, okay, your joints need healing. Your mitochondria is what's going to help that.
Yeah.
Your energy needs improving. That's what's going to help that. So it's good for literally almost anything. It's one of those, like, cure-all, like, not cure-all, so, like, it's one of those things, like, coconut oil is good for everything.
Right.
No, it's the same. It's the same concept, you know. CBD oil is good for everything. It's the same concept, and like that's like getting those issues like joint pain, sleep, energy levels, you know, everything like that. That's hitting it at a much deeper level,
right? Okay.
Which is really what you need, because you want to get to the root of the problem,
yes.
And then you don't have to worry about stuff like that. So, you know, since I started taking that, my neck, my injury's been feeling better.
I'm feeling better with that.
My sleep's been improved big time.
All right.
My energy levels throughout the day. Everything's just been really, you know, my recovery from my workouts, my mental sharpness.
That's good.
You know, it's a cool product.
Cool.
What else do I take? That's my favorite one. That's why I went on the rant. I take a testosterone enhancer.
Okay.
Natural by BMI Sports.
Okay.
He's also another really cool guy. Shout out to BMI. The Cellurex is by a company called Health Through Nutrition.
Yes.
Really cool green and white bottles. Health Through Nutrition. We'll put all this stuff in the comments too, because they all go on. You can order all this stuff online if you ever want to try it. VMI Sports is another local guy. He's awesome. If it's anyone who goes on a formulated sports supplement, it's him. I take his test booster. It's natural vitamins, herbs, minerals. What else do I do? I do vitamin D3.
Okay.
That's a staple for me. I do
the
citrulline.
D3.
I do citrulline powder for blood flow, mainly for my workouts, but it does help with cardiovascular system. So I do that. I do maca, which is an herb for testosterone, immune system.
That's very
good.
It's like hot.
Maca
supplements.
Yeah, I've been messing with maca for quite some time, but like it's really good for a lot of things. It helps women that are menopausal.
Okay.
It helps them with like the hot flashes and all the other side effects that come with menopause, which is pretty cool. Helps with like vitality and libido. You know, if you just want to add to that, if you have a problem with it, it'll help. Good for immune system, brain function. So it's really cool stuff. Energy too. That's another one. That's like good for like natural energy. And
you kind of lose track, right?
I'm pretty sure I take a L-carnitine liquid.
Okay, yeah, you were telling me about the...
actually just started taking it like a week and a half ago. Another one by VMI Sports. It's L-carnitine liquid 3000. And it's a gummy bear flavor. It's actually really fun.
Cool.
I've noticed a big, big improvement in me getting a little bit leaner. I noticed my workouts were kicked up a notch. So that's a really good product.
These are the T6
supplements
that I take. So the one that I take is called Cryotherapy.
Oh.
It's a natural joint support supplement for pain relief, anti-inflammatory. Honestly, that may have been my favorite supplement because I've never taken something for a nighttime.
Okay.
And A, slept so soundly.
Yeah.
And B, woken up feeling so refreshed.
Yeah.
And like, if I go to bed, like I have some aches and pains from like working out,
yeah.
I woke up feeling like the pains are gone. Their stimulant one pre-workout is really good. What else? They do cryotherapy for that, and then their Starburn PM is what I take at night, actually. That's for weight loss, stress relief, muscle preserving, it's a sleep aid. They make some really good products.
That sounds cool.
We'll
check them out.
Yeah. Guy on Facebook, Alex, is the one that runs like the whole group kind of thing. So I'll invite you into that group.
Yeah,
I'll
check it out.
Because they run some pretty dope deals when you're in their group.
Yeah.
I'll tell you about it after.
Yeah.
I can't tell you guys, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
This is it's a very secretive thing. Nothing like illegal at all, but they do really good shit.
Really
good shit. For the people that are part of their group. What else do we got? What else? What else have I taken in the past?
I take my fish oil too.
Okay.
My theanine. L-theanine is probably one of my favorite ones as well.
And what is L-theanine?
L-theanine is an amino acid.
All right.
Completely natural, but it actually helped me huge with anxiety, depression, and it helped us improve sleep. Luckily,
right.
I've never had trouble sleeping, which is really cool. But it did help with anxiety.
That's
so everyone that I've ever given it to helped it with their anxiety. You know, so that's a really cool one. My CBD oil, of course.
I've taken Onnit's.
I take the Alpha Brain too.
Their strength plus,
yeah.
I think.
Yep.
I took it when they first started.
Okay.
When they first released it, I took it, and I thought it could just be a placebo effect.
Yeah.
But, I thought I was lifting fucking like heavier than I ever lifted before. It all could have just been in my head, like placebo effect, like I said. But
it worked.
This was many years ago, but
yeah.
I was at the gym and I was like, holy fuck! I feel like I can lift like a truck right now.
Yeah.
I was like, and it didn't give you like the normal like pre-workout thing. I think it's more of like a pre-workout, intra-workout type deal. So. But like
that's
at the time when I took it, I don't think I ever had like the
honestly,
I want to eat, like, claw my
face off. Yeah. Some of those do that.
Most pre-works. I know the C4 Extreme that I take. Like I'll take a scoop of that, and then just recently I have been adding in the Nutritionish energy.
Oh, nice.
Shout out to you guys. I've been mixing that in too.
Okay.
And the two of them combined. Like I started taking only half a scoop of the C4 because I felt like when I take a full scoop of it, like I get like really itchy.
Yeah.
And like when I go to the gym, like before I go, I start like scratching at my face.
Yeah.
Like I want to claw my skin off.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, sometimes it gets a little bit too much
for
you. Yeah, too intense. But mix that with the energy from Nutritionist.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right.
Really, really good.
You guys have any questions on supplements? I mean, supplements is a really big thing. A lot of people don't know what supplements to take for what and why. So now's a chance to get some real answers instead of Googling it and finding some bullshit article. You know, a lot of people come to me, I don't know about you, a lot of people contact me about fat burners.
Yes,
the
fat
burners, like everybody wants a fat burner.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And, you know, a lot of people don't realize some of the stuff, like what's in a fat burner, you know, why it's good, how to take it, how to safely take it,
mm-hmm.
if they work, if it's a waste of money. I mean, you know, so, like, ask your questions, guys. Like, whatever you have.
Yeah, if you guys have, like, supplements that you see in a store and you're like, I don't know if I want to take that.
Yeah.
I don't know what it does. Is it good? I mean, recently I had that same thing. I was just so happened to be at CVS. And, what's the name of that brand? Do you remember?
Irwin Naturals.
Yeah, so I saw this whole like display case of Irwin Naturals supplements. And I was like, this is interesting. And I was like, they had a pre-workout, they had like a nitric oxide booster, they had a test booster, they have steel libido. They have like a plethora of like choices, and I'm like,
make a lot of stuff.
I was like, I don't really know. Like, I started taking pictures of them, and I was just gonna go on Amazon and just like look at the reviews and see which one actually people are saying are good or whatnot. But
then
I wound up buying a 6-in-1 that had gives you like energy, like pre workout, like a nitric oxide booster, pre workout. But I bought it, and that's when I texted you all the ingredients.
Yeah.
Before I told you what the supplement was, and I got the mic approval outside.
And that's
like
cool.
The
like, that's a good thing to ask too. Like, ask your questions now, or like message one of us or something. Because if you go into a supplement store, most supplement stores, and you know, like I said in the beginning, like not that I'm like the know-all, but like I've been in the supplement industry since 2010. Which in the grand scheme of things is still a pretty short amount of time.
Right.
But I did this one thing where, like, when I was the manager at Vitamin Shop, so, like, if you guys didn't know by now, I like to know fucking everything about everything, or at least as close as I can get, because I don't like being stumped. I like to help people so much that, like, I don't like telling people, sorry, I can't help you because I don't know the answer. cancer. I feel like I'm failing that person. Not for me. Like, for me, I could give a shit. I don't want to fail that person. So what I did was I went around the store with a Marvel notebook, and I looked at every single product in the vitamin shop. We carried thousands of products, not exaggerating. And I went through and I wrote down in my Marvel notebook every single supplement that I did not know.
Okay, that's great. That's a great way to do it.
Yeah, and then I went home and I researched every single little detail until I did know it all. And then what I did was I went through and I wrote down supplements that I was familiar with and I learned more about them.
Okay.
That way when a customer came in, I knew very confidently that if they were to ask me about anything in the store, I could give you the answer. Especially as the manager, because then I have the staff.
Well, of course, I mean, that's good.
You know, my employees were like, oh, if I don't know something, I'm going to ask you.
Right.
So,
it's good because most of those brick and mortar shops, also like GNC and vitamin shop, you go in there and the guys, you kind of be like, hey, I'm looking for something that's going to, you know, I don't know, help me build muscle. And then they're like, they kind of just, they're like, hey, this is really great for your, you know, and it's like, it's fucking like, some random product that you're like,
and I can tell you, like, from experience, I personally was never like this, but I can tell you, like, from experience that most of the time when you walk into a supplement store, and I've been in almost every supplement store that's local here in Long Island, almost every one of them, first, they don't really know, a lot of them don't know what they're talking about. I'm not gonna say everyone, because there are select few that are in those stores that do know their stuff. A lot of people like to think they know what they're talking about.
Right.
But
they're trying to just sell you bullshit.
Yeah,
stuff
a lot of
that's
times
not
too, like,
to do what it's supposed to do.
Yeah, especially like if it's a GNC. I can tell you now, GNC works off of commission. If you walk in for something, they're gonna try to sell you the most expensive shit on the shelf you don't need because they wanna make commission.
They've been trying to get me to buy their So GNC has a pro box that's like $40 a year, and I'm part of their like membership program.
Yeah.
So, because I go in there either for the train ride home or for work, I stop. There's a GNC right when I get off the train at Penn Station.
Yeah.
I go in there, I buy like a Bang energy drink for like the walk there, for the train ride home. But every other time they're like, so you spend a lot of money here. I'm like, do you want to sign up for the Pro Box? It's $40, you get all your money back. I'm like, no, I don't want to buy your Pro Box.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm sure it's a great deal.
Most of the people in these supplement stores, you have to remember that they either aren't knowledgeable of the products and or they don't have your best interest in mind.
Right.
They just want to sell you shit to make store numbers go up. They don't have your best interest in mind. They just don't, and it's sad. And it sucks, and I'm not saying that to like bash any supplement store, even though I have very strong opinions on almost every supplement store. I'll keep those to myself for the episode, but like, you know, it's just like, the reason I'm so like blunt and upfront about other supplement stores and people who are working them is because they steer people the wrong way.
Yes.
So if someone comes a lady comes in for some collagen for her hair, skin, nails, joints, gut health, and they try to sell you a whey protein and a pre-workout and a fapper.
Right. That's kind of what I was saying before.
This,
they try to sell you something
lady,
else.
Like, just wants some collagen. Like, leave her be. Give her your input. You can suggest things for her. But this lady this lady who's coming in for, like, hair, skin, and nail products doesn't need a protein and a pre-workout and a fapper.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're going to show her stuff and build a basket and try to make the sale bigger, sell her things she needs.
Right.
Sell her other things related to what she came in for, instead of trying to sell her some shit that's going to sit in her cabinet and not be of any use to her.
Correct.
And she's probably going to listen because she's looking at you as the expert, and you don't know what you're talking about, so she's believing you.
Yeah.
It turns into this vicious circle of just snowballs.
And a lot of people don't.
And at the end of the day, she still doesn't have the products that she needs.
And a lot of people go into those stores thinking that those people know everything. Because they work at like a GNC or a vitamin shop, and they think that they know they're like the most, you know, informed people. So when they go there, they sell them all their shit, and they're like a month, they take a month's worth of supplements, and like, those supplements did nothing for me. I definitely agree with that. And, you know, they try to just add in more shit than you actually need and what you want to get when you go.
Brittany, are there some supplements that are safer than others for diabetics? Or is it safe at all? Yeah, there are some supplements that are safer for diabetics 1 and 2. A lot of times we'll look at the other ingredients. A lot of times they use rice flour and things like that to fill the capsule. In a very small amount, it should be harmless, but at the same time, if you're taking 5 or 6 supplements and all they use rice flour, even in a small amount, they can spike blood sugar levels. And I've heard that a lot of customers that I deal with, you know, they have been saying that after certain pills that they take, their ketones do take a dip.
Okay.
So there are some things that can affect blood sugar levels. Unfortunately, there's really not a huge way to tell besides trying it out, which can be a little bit more dangerous for someone like a type 1 diabetic, which, you know, like, yes, it's kind of tricky to test, but, you know, again, most of them aren't going to skyrocket the sugar or plummet the sugar. So even using yourself as a guinea pig, just keep monitor on it, keep testing your sugar, making sure that, you know, you're giving yourself the proper amount of insulin if your sugar is high, you know, making sure you have something with sugar on hand if your sugar drops. So, you know, just testing it out because everyone's different. You know, this supplement right here, you know, this might spike some of a type 1 or type 2's blood sugar, but it might not spike the other type 1 or 2 type 2.
Right.
So it depends on how your body reacts to it.
I mean, for supplements, at least for me, I like to kind of test a wide range of shit out,
yeah,
and kind of be a guinea pig for myself.
I'm always a guinea pig for myself.
Just see what actually works and what doesn't work. And like, when it comes to, like, I'm really big on, like,
yeah,
because I'm just a weirdo like that. I like to know, like, yeah, I like the scratches and whatnot, but I like the feeling of, like, having that, like, extra blood flow,
yep,
pumping when, like, I'm working out. So
yeah,
like, it gives me a good idea of, like, how I'm feeling and, like, do I have an extra boost of energy during the workouts and how hard am I working and how fast is my heart rate going, you know? So, like, I usually do it by, like, every month. I'll try something new, and,
okay,
and then finally,
that's
I'll,
what I do.
I'll get a good one and I'll stick with it for, you know, 3 months or something.
Kim made a good point. This is one of the things I was actually going to touch on in a little bit, but I'm going to speed it up to now because Kim actually beat me to it. If you look, and there are supplements, and not a lot of supplements have it, Nutribio is one of the only supplement companies. There's a handful of companies that do it, but Nutribio is one of the bigger ones. If it says made in a GMP facility, that means it was third-party verified.
Okay.
Not a lot of supplements are third-party verified, which is why it's tricky, because I can say there's, you know, X amount of caffeine in my, there's 300 milligrams of caffeine in my pre-workout, but is there really?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody tested it. I'm telling you that there are, but how do you know there are? You know, especially when companies use proprietary blends. You know, you want to always make sure that the label on your product is a fully disclosed label. So fully disclosed meaning it tells you not only what ingredient's in it, but how much of that ingredient is in it.
There's a lot of companies that are starting to do that now.
Yeah, because people are starting to catch on to proprietary blends.
Right.
Because say you're spending $5, say it's between C4 and C4 pumped.
Right.
For argument's sake. You're spending $10 more for the C4 pump because it has the ingredient citrulline in it for your blood flow. Citrulline is an expensive ingredient for them to use.
Yeah.
In a proprietary blend, yes, you know that there is citrulline in this product, and you're paying extra for it, but how much is it there?
Right.
You know, they do that to try and cut corners. Like, if they put a gram of citrulline, they're allowed to say that there's citrulline in their product.
But realistically,
any less than 3 grams of citrulline, it's not going
to
be shit for you.
That's good.
So you're now paying $10 extra for the pumped version of C4, but you're paying $10 extra for nothing, because the citrulline in there is probably not. You know, companies that use the proper ingredients and the proper dosages,
yep,
are proud to have a fully disclosed label,
yeah,
like Nutribio. You know, they put not only what's in it, but how much of that is in it,
well,
down to the last detail. Like, down to the last, like, they don't round up or round down. Like, BCAAs, 3.8 grams. Like, that is down
that's
to the
awesome
last exact. You know, and some other companies, they won't put GMP, but, like, Garden of Life. All Garden of Life's products are third-party tested and verified.
That's good.
You know, so it's like, it's very important to have that, because Garden of Life can tell me that there's 300 milligrams of turmeric in their new turmeric products, but how do I know there's really 300 milligrams?
Yeah.
No, if it's third-party verified, it's like, okay, now third-party, who's like, that's their job. They walk in and they're like, if there's 280 milligrams of turmeric in this 300 milligram turmeric product, you need to change it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's not hitting shelves.
Yeah.
Third-party verified products are very, very important. Nutravial is actually also made in an FDA-inspected facility, which is very rare for a supplement company. I'm a big fan of Nutravial.
No, they make amazing supplements. I have a bunch of samples.
They're literally without compromise.
I keep forgetting that I have a bunch of samples in my cabinet. I have so much shit from all the events that I came from you guys. So I'm like, I keep finding them just laying in the bottom of my cabinet. Because my wife threw it. Yeah, I called you after.
My cabinet looks like that too. My cabinet's like some snacks and just fucking supplements.
Yeah. She's like, can you like finish some shit off so you can get rid of them? I'm like, I'm trying.
Like,
there's a lot of shit there. It's like, I can't just take everything at once.
Yeah.
I'll die or I'll.
A lot of times too, like, I'll get a lot of people that come and ask me about fat burners. And I'm like, my first question is, how do you eat?
Well, yeah. I mean,
but I'm trying to explain, like, people think fat burners are like the magic pill.
They're not.
Like, fat burners are only going to might work if your diet is somewhat clean. It doesn't have to be perfect. You don't have to be keto. You don't have to be paleo. Eating somewhat clean, a fat burner can be useful, but you really don't need it. Like, if you're going to spend.
System device.
Yeah, it's a supplement. It's used to supplement. If you're going to spend $45 on a fat burner, make sure it's a good, good fat burner. There's only one fat burner that I've seen in my entire time in this industry that I would spend money on myself.
What's that?
That's the Fierce Fat Burner.
Okay.
Fierce Fuel. Fierce Fuel is the pre-workout. It's called Fierce Burn. Or Fierce Burner.
I've never tried Fierce.
Fierce Fuel as a pre-workout is phenomenal.
Okay.
If there was a fat, if I were to use a fat burner, and you guys know me that I'm very particular with what I put in my body. If I were to use a fat burner, the Fierce Burn is the only one I would use.
Okay.
And it's literally because it's all natural. It's, there's human clinical studies on it. A lot of these fat burners, they'll be like, there's clinical studies, but then you find out, like, it was a clinical study on a fucking mouse. Like, are you a fucking mouse? Like, it's not going to work on you like it will on a mouse.
Right.
So, you know, you have to make sure. Like, that's that article that blew up. Fat is, like, the new, like, causes you to gain weight. Fat is the only one.
That makes
you gain weight.
Fuck out of here.
And I read the article, and fat is the only thing that makes you gain weight. That there was no human clinical studies on it. They did clinical studies on a mouse. Why would that article mean anything to you? You're not a mouse. You're a fucking human being. So that on a mouse is not gonna. I don't care how similar our bodies are, our systems are to a mouse. We are not mice. Mice are not humans. So the clinical study is completely irrelevant. Because it's on a mouse. So, you know, like articles like that scare the shit out of people, make them afraid of something like high fat or fat in general, healthy fat in general. Meanwhile, they don't take the time to read that it was done on a mouse.
No.
So, you know, and then Jillian might just think.
That's
been bugging me since I saw it. Jillian might also.
I think our salary contract only allows us to rent on that once every few.
Right?
we don't have a contract. And it's not, and even if we did, it would be a stipulation saying we can rent it out whenever the fuck we want.
Yeah.
We just love that one. Yes.
That gets us hyped up to rent
it
out. Like that article. I didn't even read the article. I literally just looked at
that. That article pops up in my fucking news feed once every other week. It angers me every time I see it.
It's just like, the people do this, like, I think for attention because people are so misinformed. Like, Jillian Michaels, okay, is a fad diet. Let me tell you something. First of all, calling something very bad is a very broad statement.
Yes.
Not to mention, it's not a fad diet because if you really, really get in your head and think about it, keto and paleo are the oldest fucking diets in the book. To our knowledge, from our research, cavemen and primal, what we were, our ancestors and primal lifestyles, they were eating keto and paleo. People, think about it. In the summer, they had fruits and nuts and berries and seeds and animals to hunt. That's paleo. In the winter, they had animals. Plants didn't grow. They had animals. They were eating fat and protein. They were keto. Like, this is the oldest diet in the book. There is no fad diet. This is how our ancestors always ate because they had no choice. So for Jillian Michaels to be so uneducated and so ignorant in the fact that she doesn't even think that far, like, I just explained it to you with very, very educated logic in just under 30 seconds, and she can come out and say something like that. It really is the oldest diet. Think about it. What did our ancestors as cavemen have, to our knowledge?
Absolutely.
They didn't have fucking chips. And like, yeah, like you could argue, oh, we're modernized now, we evolved. Yeah, but like, not really. Because we're still humans, and we still have those primitive characteristics. Yeah, I mean, like, it's just like, it fires us up, because like, someone like that, and Jillian Michaels, is giving people wrong information. And like, I hope one day she sees this and realizes that she's being ignorant and uneducated. You know, if I argue with someone over a topic, it's all educated arguments. They're logical arguments. They're science backing up everything that we say. That's why we confidently say it. Not to mention all the people that I help personally, I've not failed one person yet. Explain how that doesn't work and how it's a bad diet.
So,
simple logic, people.
This article is actually from May 22nd. Okay? And it says, in a recent interview with People TV, Michael shared her strong opinion that the keto diet isn't for most people and called it a diet fad. The reason that keto has been getting so much attention is because it helps significantly to manage your insulin levels. Which is true.
True.
Very high insulin, very bad thing, she explained. Because of this, keto works well for people who struggle with high insulin levels, especially those with polycystic ovary syndrome, type 2 diabetes, and infertility. But it's not appropriate for most people, she said. Not eating a bunch of processed carbs and processed sugar, and you're not eating too much food in general, you won't have insulin levels that are going through the roof.
Not true.
While the keto diet embraces healthy fats, it severely limits carbs and moderately limits protein. When you're not eating one of those macronutrients, you're quite literally starving your cells and disabling them from functioning in their proper way.
Not true.
She said adding that high-fat diets like keto, which have been touted by celebrities like Halle Berry and Kourtney Kardashian, may also accelerate aging by increasing the rate at which telomeres shorten.
Keto actually, just so you guys know, keto actually reduces it slows the aging effect, because high fat and intermittent fasting type things like that actually improve your mitochondria, like I was talking about before. And the better and stronger your mitochondria are, the newer your mitochondria are, the slower your aging is.
So she says,
before I forget.
Those who approach the high-fat diet with the mindset that they can eat whatever, in any quantity, are making a huge mistake. Calorie management and calorie restriction is less oxidative stress, so it's far better for aging and being healthier.
False.
It gives your body more energy to focus on immunity and a host of other things that keep you healthy and strong for a really long time. Her advice, the same as it's always been. Just work out, eat clean, and don't overeat. She emphasized, I promise you, balanced diet is that simple.
Okay. So, and again, we all know keto is not for everybody. But when someone says keto is not for most people, and they have uneducated, ignorant, I guess like...
And not providing that article was very like, toned down from other things that she
yeah.
said about the keto
yeah.
diet.
And it's just like her...
Basically she shits on it.
Her logic behind this, even in that one article, her logic behind the keto diet is uneducated. What she said, I literally called it out on purpose, false. Not true, right? Caloric deficits, like this is what I don't understand. Reducing your calories, yeah, you're gonna drop weight, but it's not sustainable. We are human beings. We are not meant to live a lifestyle in a caloric deficit. A caloric deficit is something of a crash diet or a fad diet. She's bashing keto, which is a lifestyle, and she's promoting caloric deficit, which is a fad diet, when she's saying keto is a fad diet. No, what she's preaching is a fad diet, and it's not sustainable. We are not meant to live on 1,200 calories a day. Nobody is.
No.
Not to mention...
You're
going to
crash and burn.
Yeah. And you can lose weight without going into caloric deficit. There's another guy on Instagram who drives me fucking nuts. I happen to like him, and I think he's fucking hilarious, but his logic is not sound. It's just not. And like, even if what works for his people, that's great. But again, we're not helping people just lose weight. We're helping people sustain a healthy lifestyle. So,
change your lifestyle.
Yeah, change your lifestyle, right? He preaches, him too, fuck keto, this and that. caloric deficit, caloric deficit, caloric deficit. You can eat whatever you want as long as you're in a caloric deficit. Let me tell you something. If you reduce your calories to 1,500 a day, 1,200 a day, and you're still eating like shit, even if it's only 1,200 calories, you're going to be unhealthy. I don't care what you look like, you're going to be unhealthy. It's not sustainable.
Yeah.
One of the everyone that I help, I tell them to not even worry about calories, because if you're eating a high fat, you're not going to overeat.
No.
It's just not going to be happy. Because you're going to be satiated, you're going to be full, you're going to have energy, you're not going to need to be snacking on every little thing. And every single person I tell that to loses weight. I posted it on my Instagram story. One of the people I work with, down 41 pounds. The other one I work with, down 17 pounds. Other one I work with, she's been with me for 5 days. She lost 5 pounds already. They're not counting calories. They're not going into a caloric deficit. They're not restricting themselves. They're enjoying everything they're eating. They're simply eating within the guidelines that I told them to eat within. They're happy. They're becoming healthy. They're losing weight. And they're much better in a mindset. They have a better relationship with food. They're not scared of calories. They're not scared of food. You have to, it's all like mindset. You have to make sure you're in that proper mindset.
Here's another thing. Kind of what Mike just said. If anyone knows Vinny Guadagna from the Jersey Shore?
What does that say?
Makes sense.
And any one of my clients that I help with counseling and coaching, if you're watching, you know who you are. I'm very fucking proud of you, and that's the reason I'm using you as an example. So awesome job.
So if you don't know Instagram, the Keto Guido.
Keto Guido.
He just posted something on his Instagram today that when I pulled up before, it said, I guess he put a picture of himself doing keto, and somebody commented, "Good diet, 100% not sustainable." His response was, "I know eating real food like meats and vegetables is def not sustainable. Who would think of such a ridiculous thing? It's just plain silly to tell people to stop consuming massive amounts of sugar and processed foods. People should do something more sustainable for sure, like counting every calorie, Weight Watchers, and juice cleanse." So then he went on and said, what do people think keto is? I eat meat, veggies, avocado, and coconuts. I don't count calories or count my macros. Why is telling people to eat real whole food and stop eating processed sugars, grains, oils, and chemicals such a bad, non-sustainable thing?
Keto Guido, you got your shit in order. You understand what keto truly is.
Yo, Vinny, come on our podcast, homie.
Come sit right here.
Yeah.
We got a fucking chair for you.
Yeah, bro. I'll bring you
keto snacks and sail away. I'll get
you
hooked.
We got you.
You don't have keto snacks over there like we can get you.
Come hang out with us.
So that's exactly right. It is just, how is it not sustainable? Like, I just don't, like, I don't understand. Like, if someone can come back with a logical, sound, like, secure argument, why is it not sustainable? Anyone watching, anyone listening, anyone who thinks they know, why is it not sustainable? I have people argue with me all day long, and they challenge me, and I actually love when they challenge me, because I get to be like, why? And they can never answer me. Why is it not sustainable? Tell me why it's not sustainable.
They don't have an answer.
And people say, well, why is it sustainable? And I rant on. This is why it's sustainable.
And
they have nothing to fucking say. The lady with the nutritionist, I don't give a fuck if he has a PhD. He's telling you your only options for breakfast are egg whites or a protein shake. Get rid of him. Like, don't stop paying this dude. Like, that's not sustainable. Breakfast for a human being, the only two options are egg whites and a protein shake. That's not sustainable. And I say it all the time, and I'm very confident about it, because it's like, me and Marty started this to help people. You put us, either of us, at a table in a room alone with like a PhD dietitian or nutritionist or Jillian Michaels type, we will out-argue them every single time with simple logic, science, and progress.
Like
progress stories.
I got the logic.
You know what I'm saying? Like exactly, science and logic. And then when people set, that's why I'm so confident when I talk to people all day long at work. Because, who are you? Like, how do you know the best?
I know
best because the people that I help make progress.
Right.
It's that fucking simple. Anyone that I help loses weight. There's not one person that I've helped that failed.
Well, the person that commented on my on the Jillian Michaels thing before, that I said no comment on, I turned her and her husband on the keto. And by the way,
they're probably doing awesome.
Good job, Michelle and Dan.
Yeah, Michelle and Dan, fucking awesome. Sweet.
And she made a comment. She's like, so you're saying that I have less anxiety and less bloat?
I saw
that. And I'm sleeping better, and those are bad things? And it's like,
what a coincidence.
Yeah, what a coincidence.
That's a bad diet. That's bad.
You took out processed sugars and grains,
yeah.
And now you're eating whole foods and vegetables.
That doesn't seem sustainable.
That sounds terrible.
It sounds like you feel terrible. Your anxiety is gone, your sleep is improved, your energy is improved, you feel great. That doesn't sound like the way it's supposed to work.
Just stop eating that.
Stop doing that.
Yeah.
I know you feel good now, but eventually this is going to cause you problems.
You don't believe me now.
I mean, like, come on, guys. Like, do your research. You guys, our viewers and listeners, we know you're smarter than that, which is why you listen to us instead of fucking Jillian Michaels.
Yeah.
But, like, anyone like that, not even just her, like, nah, you know, we'll bash her all day long, but, like, other people, too. Like, it's just unfortunate. Like 90% or more of people on the internet are so misinformed, and they give this information to people. And it's the wrong information, and the people are listening to them, and it's just a vicious circle. Meanwhile, these people are trying to do the right thing and get healthy and lose weight, and they're listening to these dumbasses.
Right.
And it's like, yeah, it's like...
Well, that's the thing, is that somebody else, but I wouldn't get into it, but we've been preaching since day one in that whatever, but we both do keto, we do paleo, but it may not be the best lifestyle change for you. And that's something we preached from the first second that we started this podcast.
You have to do what works for you.
And
a balanced diet like Jillian Michaels might work for you.
Yeah.
It might be sustainable for you. There are people that prefer to do that.
Like, you eat clean, and you do this, and you actually, you know, eat a normal diet.
Yeah.
You're not eating processed sugar. You're not eating processed carbs. If that's working for you, you're losing weight, you're feeling great, continue doing that. We're not advocating telling you not to do that, because that's just ridiculous. We're not telling you to do something that's not going to make you feel better.
And don't make the mistake of thinking that, you know, if you ask for our help, we're not going to automatically tell you to do keto.
Right.
Like, we have, even the certifications that I have, it's not keto. Like, it's nutrition. If I don't think keto is right for you and I take you on as a client, I'm not going to tell you to do keto.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there are some people that doesn't work for them.
And also, go out with educators.
Educate
you
yourself.
Know, like,
we're huge advocates.
The internet is a swarm of information.
Google.
You know, like, Google will give you so much information. Some of it may be wrong. Most of it will be right. But you need to go out, and if you see something that you are interested in doing and changing your lifestyle around, go out and research it and read. Like, don't just read the first article that pops up on Google and take that word for word. Because that may be the worst article out of the 100 articles that follow.
Yeah, read the articles. Not to mention, a lot of this stuff is not hard to obtain.
No.
Like, I can literally Google right now, okay? I had someone argue with me the other day. Net carbohydrates. How do you find net carbohydrates? You take the total carbohydrates, you subtract the dietary fiber. And when you sugar alcohols, if there are any. And then I had some lady argue with me. Well, no, that's not correct. You can't subtract all dietary fiber because they're soluble and insoluble. I said, okay, you're 100% right. And then I explained to her, insoluble, you don't digest. That's why if you have too much of it, it makes you shit. Soluble, you might digest, but it doesn't matter for keto because soluble fiber has a very well-researched history of helping to lower your blood glucose levels, which is why it's okay for diabetics most of the time. Again, everyone's different, but there is no research saying that soluble fiber affects glucose levels in a negative way. That was not hard to obtain. I did a simple Google search. I typed in, does soluble fiber affect glucose levels? And the third article that was there said, it actually helps lower glucose levels. So
I mean,
it's okay for keto.
The information's out there.
Or paleo, whatever. All I did was, I didn't go through any of my back channels. I have back channels, and I have clinical studies and shit that people can't really get online because I get them directly from the source. But I didn't do that. I went through a Google search on my phone, and it took me 30 seconds, and I pulled up the article for the woman who was arguing with me, and And I went, here you go. Look at that. And she had nothing to say. Not that I like to shut people down and make them feel stupid. I do the exact opposite. I like to lift people up and make them, you know, think that they can do it. I want to educate you so you can educate other people. That's why we did the podcast. Me and Brian, I like to educate you so you can go to your friends and family and be like, oh, this is this, this is this. But a lot of people, they're so stuck in their ways that they're like, no, 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 this is this, 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 this.
Well, that's a thing.
We're like, it's okay because everyone's like that to an extent. But like Marty said,
afraid to change.
Yeah, but like exactly like to back up what Marty said, educate yourself. Like it's not that I was like here, like fuck you, you're yo, I'm right, you're wrong. I don't care about being right. I could give a shit. But do your research, like educate yourself. Because if that particular person was educated the way I was trying to explain to her, she could have been helping her clients better.
Yeah.
But instead, her clients weren't making progress because she was giving them the wrong information. So you see what I'm saying? Like, even as a fellow nutrition coach or whatever she called herself, she's technically my competition. But I don't care. Like, go for it. I want you to help. I'm going to help you so you can help your clients instead of trying to steal your clients and me making progress.
Right.
So I want to help educate them so they can make their clients progress and then they can keep getting more clients. If you're a nutrition, whatever you want to call yourself, whatever the terminology you like to use, and your clients are not making progress, you're not going to have clients for very long. I have news for you. That's why I always say, quote unquote nutritionists, and I know a lot of nutritionists that their clients pay them and they don't make progress, and they come to me and they make progress. Like, it's not because I'm better or I'm right and they're wrong, it's because I'm educated. It's because I'm not afraid to be wrong. It's because
they go off of what they're taught in school.
Exactly. And I like
and
to
I
educate myself.
Newer
and that's
science.
Why Marty,
exactly.
When Marty helps people with keto, like was it Michelle and Dan?
Yeah.
What Michelle and Dan, for example. Marty educates himself with the proper stuff.
It's not like I'm just saying, hey, go eat this,
you know
this,
what I'm saying?
This, you know?
Marty's not afraid to be wrong. Marty's not afraid to say, well, shit, I'm not sure. Let's research it and we'll learn it together.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not better than anybody else. We're not right. We're not wrong. You're not wrong. It's because we are okay with educating ourselves and being okay with being wrong and not knowing something.
And
so, like, that's really for, like, more, like, the nutrition experts out there, like your nutritionists and your dietitians and... It's okay to not know. It's okay to be wrong. It's okay to say, well, my way is not working. So instead of just swallowing your pride, you don't have to be right. You don't have to be, you know, almighty. If your way is not working, research keto.
That's
don't
it.
Bash it because you don't know it. Research paleo.
That's also just because we do these lifestyles the way we do them doesn't mean you have to do them that way either.
No.
You
can have your clients do them without doing it.
Yeah.
I can put my clients on a macro-counting diet. That doesn't mean I do it.
Right.
I just, that
and
might
my,
be what's
and
right for
the
them.
Way I do keto is not the way that Mike does keto.
Definitely
not. And it's not the way you're going to do keto, and it's not the way the next person does keto
yeah.
or paleo, or whatever lifestyle that you guys are living. Everybody needs to mold their lifestyle
yeah.
to fit their lifestyle.
Exactly.
Okay? So it's not going to just us sitting here saying, hey, you need to eat this way, this way, this way, this way, and this way. Not eat that way, okay? But like, you need to take that information and then mold it into your own way.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's why I see like this fat to fit to fat whatever the fuck it is on Facebook.
Yeah.
And it says, learn how to do keto in parentheses the right way.
Yeah. I've been part of that group.
There is no right way to do keto or wrong way to do keto. There is no right and wrong for any. There is no right and wrong. In nutrition. Nutrition is not black and white. There's massive amounts of gray area in nutrition. There's no right and wrong. It's not black and white. Most things in life, I'm a full believer. People will argue with me. This is more just subjective, my opinion. Most things in life are black and white. In my head, I think of things a lot better when it's, okay, this is black and white. It's yes or no. It's black and white. With nutrition, there's no right or wrong. It's gray area all over the place.
Absolutely.
Like Marty said, there is no right or wrong for keto. Take the keto concept, mold it into what works for your body. If you are okay doing keto with 50 to 60 grams of net carbs instead of what the internet is saying, oh, you have to stay on this 20 grams,
yeah.
Do what's best for you. That's what works for you and your body, right? We, like Marty said, we've been preaching it since day one, and it's been true since day one.
So let's segue back to our supplements then.
Yeah.
What are your, we'll say top three. your top three supplements that you like.
Okay.
And the top three supplements that are bullshit.
That's
that people come to you
really
and say,
okay.
And you're like, no, get that shit out of here.
That's a really good question. So top three supplements that I hate.
Okay.
We'll end it off.
Yeah,
we'll
start with that.
Top three supplements that I think are complete horseshit and that nobody should really waste their money on. With the exception of the Fierce Burn, that burns.
Number one,
and I'll tell you why. My opinion, and again, this is my opinion. You can argue with me, that's fine. You're entitled to your opinions.
We are.
But fat burners, I don't believe in them because if you start eating healthy and you cut certain things out of your diet or at least eliminate them and replace them with healthier things, you're going to lose weight and that's going to act as a natural fat burner. And you're going to save yourself $45. The second thing is, what is that?
It's funny how that works,
right? The second thing is detox drinks.
Number two.
People ask me for those all the time. I want a detox drink. I always go, why? Why do you want a detox drink? Well, I want to lose weight. Okay. Again, if you start eating healthy and you cut things out of your diet or limit them and substitute them with healthier things, your body will detox itself and you'll save $30. A lot of the funny stuff is when people come in for detox drinks because they're taking a drug test. And I want to be like,
isn't that most of the reason?
And I
want to
be like,
detox drinks?
You idiot, stop smoking weed if you're going to take a drug test. That's, I don't know, that's a whole different story.
That's,
and the third thing,
it makes sense.
The third thing is, I'll be honest, the third thing is probably protein shakes.
Ooh.
I don't like
protein shakes.
Yeah, and like, not to knock anyone, like a lot of companies make very good protein shakes.
Wow.
And I'm just, I don't find, it's not that I dislike them.
Okay.
It's that I don't find them necessary.
Okay.
Especially because you don't need protein within that 60-minute window of after you're working out to fully recover.
Which is why most people buy protein shakes.
Exactly. And again, you'll save yourself a lot of money if you're not buying a tub of protein every month. It can be helpful. Is it necessary? Absolutely not. I haven't messed with a protein shake in probably over a year, and I look better now than I did when I was using protein shakes.
Well, look at this fucking man.
I think I look decent. I mean, I don't know. The top three that I'm a huge fan of.
Okay.
Electrolytes.
Ooh, good one.
Huge,
good
because one. Especially for someone like me, I do not drink even close to enough water. But that's very important. That's a big downfall of mine.
I'm shocked.
Yeah, and it sets me back. Like, I've been better with it the last couple of days, but it's still an issue for me. Second thing is my Celurex supplement, because I'm a huge advocate on. I'm a huge advocate on taking care of your cells, your cellular health, and your mitochondria, because that controls everything. Third is, it's a broad like spectrum, it's not one specific thing, it's cognitive enhancers.
Okay.
Because I'm a huge advocate on like alpha brain went on it. I'm a big advocate on taking care of your brain,
okay.
Your brain function, / probiotics. I would add that as a fourth one because it's worth it. I take coconut cult. I use the coconut cult.
I was going to say that one of my top supplements that I take is actually MCT oil. I should throw that in there.
Yeah.
I fucking take that every day.
Probiotic is one of the most important things. Gut health is everything. MCT oil is another one of my favorites. I don't take it. Unfortunately, my stomach can't handle it. My body doesn't digest it. Yeah, it makes me very bloated, which means my stomach has a hard time digesting it, or my digestive system can't really handle it. But even though I don't use it, I'm a big advocate on it, and it's a staple in most lifestyles.
Yes. And for keto.
What about you, top three for dislike and top three for like?
My top three that I hate? I'll go with fat burners.
Yeah.
I say that's... I think if you're eating a well-balanced diet, and you're eating, I think you'll lose fat naturally.
Yeah.
I think a second kind of bullshit supplement is testosterone boosters.
Okay.
I think a majority of them, not all of them, majority of them are kind of bullshit.
They are.
And they'll tell you that you're going to, you know, like they market it as
a
steroid.
20 pounds.
Yeah, they're going to market it as
a
steroid. And that's why people take it, because they're like, oh, I'll take a natural testosterone booster and it's going to fucking make me feel like I'm on Android.
It's going to make me look like a Hulk.
Yeah. So I think that is a big bullshit.
I agree.
I
take my test booster, but again, it's not what it's marketed for. I take it mainly just for energy, my, you know, libido, vitality.
Fair.
You know, it does help. Yeah,
I think there's benefits to taking
them.
It
does
but
help
I think
me
the way
they're
marketed is bullshit.
It does help me in the gym, but not to the point where everyone thinks it's
I take one.
And there's only one that I use, because all the other ones, I couldn't fully agree, are bullshit.
And then my third biggest bullshit supplement that I think that is out there. That's a really good question. What's my? I'm gonna say those are my top two.
Okay.
Because I think those are the two biggest ones that are marketed out there at the time and right now, and I think those are like major red flags when people go into stores, wherever they go, or go online. And those are the main things that people look for when they go to buy shit. My top three that I think people should take. I will say the number three one is for cognitive function.
Yeah.
I will throw that in there. I think that's huge. I do take one with 5-HTP.
Awesome.
And there's another one,
DMAE. Yep.
Which also I take daily. I shit that like is coming to me that I forgot to mention earlier in the podcast.
Yeah.
I think zinc.
Zinc's awesome.
I love zinc. I'm going to throw that in. My number three.
That can actually help with testosterone too.
Yes. And naturally.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, naturally.
So my number two is, I'm going to say for me personally, is MCT oil.
Yep.
Because I take that daily, and because I do keto, it's a fucking awesome way to get
MCT
some really healthy fats.
Stable.
And then my number one favorite supplement is pre-workout.
Awesome.
Because I think there's a lot of benefits to taking a pre-workout. I think a lot of them, again, are bullshit, you know, and granted, these are just my opinions. I think there's a lot of bullshit supplements out there to begin with that people take and that are marketed towards a lot of people, and I'm not saying you should go out and take all this shit or you shouldn't take this, because I think it relates back to your diet as well, and whatever supplements are working for you, I think you should take. When supplements don't work for you, then obviously don't take them.
Yep.
But I think going out, researching your supplements, reading what's in them, who makes them, read reviews, see what people think. Granted, there's a lot of reviews online that are bought, so a lot of them could be bullshit. But I mean, if you have questions about a supplement, I mean, feel free to hit Mike or myself up, and we'll give you a good list of things to take, what you shouldn't take, what we think might be bullshit.
Yeah. Keep in mind, guys, like, either of us are going to help you, but, like, if you really have, like, something that you need help, like, supplement-wise with, remember, I do this for a living. People come into the store every day. Hey, I have joint pain. What should I take? Hey, I have this pain. I want to take medicine from the doctor. What should I take? So if you guys do need help, make sure you reach out to either of us. Either of us can help you with probably anything. And if I don't know an answer, I'll research it or ask Marty. If Marty doesn't know, he'll ask me or research it. So we'll learn together and we'll help you either way. So utilize us. You know we love it.
I think a few things that I know work for sure is Alpha Brain Bionic.
Oh, hell
100%.
Hell yeah.
I think that if you're looking for a cognitive function type supplement, hands down, it works, and they've done numerous tests, double-blind placebo tests, to get that regulated and to get it proven that it actually works, and it does.
Yep.
And then I think another one that I take is the T6 supplement, the Starburn, which is the nighttime joint. I personally love it because it's actually helped me tremendously when I go to sleep. I sleep really well and I wake up pain-free, and I just realize that I need to get more of it because
I'm gonna check them out.
I'm almost out of it. I have like two pills left. I wish I remembered that I had it in my cabinet after running the Tough Mudder this weekend.
It would help me a lot.
I can take that tonight, actually. But I think, I mean, for me personally, and MCT oil, you know, and then zinc, 5-HTP, I think those are all, you know, really good supplements. Do you have any recommendations that you think that, I know you said Cellurex, right?
Cellurex by Health Through Nutrition. If you're looking for like any type of test booster or protein is really, you know, protein, VMI Sports is awesome. They actually just released a natural protein with no artificial sweeteners. It's 100% isolate, which is lactose-free. That's a cool one. I was pretty happy with that one. NutriBio is always number, like one of the first ones I will go with. But those are my top three. NutriBio, Cellurex, NutriBio, Health Through Nutrition, VMI Sports. Those are definitely my top ones like as far as companies go. So, you know, again, if you guys need help with anything or suggestions or whatever, let us know.
Yeah. Do you guys have any questions at all? I know we covered a lot of shit tonight.
We did.
With ingredients and supplements and whatnot. So
before we wrap it up, you guys have any questions?
Where are we at?
Hour and 2 minutes.
Oh, right. So we got a couple more minutes. So if you guys have any questions, feel free to ask. Now is the time to get them out because we will answer them for you.
But if you don't feel comfortable asking on camera, on live, you can always message us after the show.
And if you guys don't know, we are on iTunes and SoundCloud and Google Play and YouTube. And this episode should be live on all those platforms on Wednesday morning.
Also,
so you download them.
Yeah.
And also,
5 stars.
Yeah. Guys, give us the 5 stars.
5 stars.
You guys,
everything.
Our iTunes count is slowly building, and, you know, I think that's incredible. So thank you. And don't forget, guys, we're going to throw this up quick for everyone. That
big shout out to Sailaway.
To our people at Sailaway Coffee.
Official sponsor of Mondays with Mike and Marty. Guys, use that Keto MM for 10% off anything you buy off their website. They ship all over the country. Their nitro cans ship within a couple of miles of New York. Not miles, a couple of like states radius of New York. I think it's like Virginia, D.C., Massachusetts, Maryland, Jersey, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, those like surrounding states. Because the cold brew nitro cans do have to stay cold. But Midwest people, West Coast people, you guys can buy the beans, you can buy the apparel. So make sure you guys are using that Keto MM for 10% off. And one more announcement. Guests next week.
Guests next week.
So we have a really cool guest next week. There is a company called Keto Confections. These guys make keto-friendly cheesecakes.
Yeah.
And when I say cheesecakes, I mean fucking cheesecakes. That's coming from me. I don't even like cheesecake. Don't ask me why. I never did. Wasn't never my thing. But these are amazing, and I could devour the entire thing. They are fully keto friendly. Blood ketone and glucose tested to make sure that they're keto friendly and diabetic friendly. They use allulose as their sweetener, which is not metabolized by the body. I believe there are only 2 net carbs per cheesecake. It's a little personal cheesecake. They make regular strawberry and blueberry, and I do believe a little insider information. I'm not sure what yet. I'm not keeping it from you. I really don't know. But I have heard that they are in the works of making new flavors. Not sure what yet, but when I find out, I'll let you know. And we are going to have the creators, founders, and makers of Keto Confections, Keto Cheesecakes on our episode for episode 21 next Monday. He's going to explain things, Gary. He's going to explain the keto cheesecake, why he makes it, why he started keto, and everything about the keto cheesecakes that you want to know. And be ready to buy some, because you can actually buy keto cheesecakes, and he can ship those anywhere in the country.
Oh, yeah.
East to west, north to south, he can literally ship them anywhere. Ships them frozen.
Sick.
You have to buy them in quantities of 12, obviously, to make it worth it for shipping. But trust me, worth every penny.
It is.
So stay tuned for next week's episode. We're having a really special guest on, and you're going to have a chance to buy these cheesecakes.
Hell yeah. And they're delicious.
They're fucking awesome here.
All right.
We have
no questions. No questions, guys? Come on.
Message us after with questions if you
want. Hit up on this video if you have any questions, because we always check the comments.
Always.
And don't forget that you can download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play, YouTube. Go subscribe to our YouTube channel. Go subscribe to our iTunes channel.
Yeah.
Give us 5 stars, because we're fucking awesome. Or really good looking if you're on YouTube and you're looking at us. On iTunes, you can just listen to our voices.
We have good looking sounding voices.
We do. We do. I think so. That's why we do these.
Handsome voices.
On that note, then, episode 20 of Mondays and Mike Morning. I think we out.
I think we out.
See you guys next week.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you again.
Deuces.